Chcę żyć jak nim, i tylko prach pomoże wspomnieć im. Твоя душа, как мотылёк, витает где-то, никто не поймёт. На самом деле, кто ты? Безумный рок, как главный враг. И нет ходов тебе, шах и мат.
And welcome to PCP. It's PCP 377 with me, Pete Kogel. 10 tracks of fantastic music brought to you from a small village in Sussex, but originating from all over the world. Like that track, for instance, a band called Prototype. I found them at Jamendo. They have an album which I think is just a bit of a prototype, really. That was a track called Life as Myth. Translated that from the Russian, because that's where they come from. But apart from that, I know absolutely nothing, but does that matter? No. It was a great track, and I enjoyed playing it for you, and I hope you enjoyed listening to it. That's what you get here on PCP. You get a variety of different music from all over the place. The first track was from Russia, as I mentioned. We got someone from Berlin, then Brooklyn, then Exeter, then Rennes in France. Somebody from somewhere in France, not quite sure where, New York, back to Berlin, then back to Los Angeles, and finally ending in Bari in Italy. 10 tracks of diverse content that we like to play. Ah, yes, it's good stuff. This is what the podcasting world is all about. We've got more interesting things to talk about in a minute after this next track. Excuse me. This is Gypsytronic by DJ Delay. This is, in fact, the DJ Delay Sambatronic redub. We'll be right back. hope you're banging your cowbells to that. I can't actually find my cowbell at the moment. It's somewhere amongst all the rest of the drum kit stuff in the garage, which is a bit disappointing because otherwise I would have been playing along. That was Gypsy Tronic, the DJ Delay Sambatronic redub by DJ Delay. I picked that up from Generation Bass, which is a fantastic place to go and get excellent music. That's from one of several of their free albums, although there are some paid albums available as well. Generationbass.com is where you'll find them. DJ Delay, of course, no stranger to the show, has been on before. I have played him. He's from Berlin, and you can find him at myspace.com/DJ Delay. Goes by the real name of Brian May. Obviously nothing to do with Queen, of course, but I dare say he's probably sick of people saying that. But there you go. Interesting stuff. Interesting stories. Speaking of interesting stories, we had a good time this week. It's been a very interesting week for me. I've been up in that there London on Tuesday. I initially went off to go to a gig with just Mr. Cutler. It was a Zappa Plays a Zappa gig, Dweezil Zappa playing the works of his father, Frank, at the Barbican, a place I'd never been to before. And aside from being an excellent gig, it was also an excellent day because I met up with Mr. Clitheroe, oh dear, 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 beforehand. We had a full day of idle banter, which was really, really good fun, and more of that in a minute. And then we met up with Stuart and Sarah Morrison, both of whom are were actually going to the gig as well. Nice to meet up with them, and also to pop in. There was Vince from Secret Archives. It was almost a full house, almost a mini pod crawl. Really, really good. Full day. Started at 9:30 in the morning. Didn't get home until 1:30 in the evening. Utterly, utterly knackered, but utterly, utterly elated at having had a good day. So let's have some music, and then you can hear a little bit of me and Clithers wittering away. This is Alison Weiss. I picked her up from the Free Music Archive, but the reason I got her primarily is because of Brightband. Brightband.deradio.de, of course, is a music station in Germany, not just Berlin. And of course, Volker Tripp from Ideology played a track from, or a track or two, or just several actually, from Angel Dust Records a while ago, which made me very, very happy indeed. And of course, I started having a look around and seeing what else had been played on that for that fantastic show, and I come across this lady. This is Alison Weiss, as I said, track called I Was an Island.
I was an island before you came along. Put your boat in my sand, hand in my hand, your heart in my songs. I was a fighter, and I was so brave. But I lowered my sword, and you held me and swore you'd stay, stay, stay. Oh, I can't do this alone anymore. 'Cause I'm no good on my own anymore. What did I do to deserve this? What did you do to me? Baby, come back. You know I don't wanna be free. I was a rebel, but I had a cause. Till you came to town, pushed me around, showed me what love was. I was a wolf, dear, apart from the pack. But you answered my cry in the dead of the night. Told me that you had my back. Oh, I can't do this alone anymore. 'Cause I'm no good on my own anymore. What did I do to deserve this? What did you do to me? Baby, come back. No, I don't wanna be free. Come back, you know I don't wanna be free. No, no, come back. You know I don't wanna be free.
So, we're on a bus.
This is an interesting experience for you, I think.
It's the top bus, the top of the bus, and we're looking out from the front seat.
It's the number 8, Hidden East. It's got to be good.
It's got to be good, yeah. So how the hell are you?
I'm terribly well, actually. Yeah, I'm having a day off, a day out, a day with Codge.
Yeah.
What could be better? We won't go through all that. We haven't got time for that now.
But it's been quite good so far, because we've had 3 pints so far.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is always a good start.
And lots of really good conversation.
Absolutely.
Really good value. Yeah,
it's downhill from all the way now, isn't it?
That's yeah, because we're going to meet up with Rowley and Stuart.
Sarah. Possibly Vince as well.
Do I know Sarah?
Sarah?
I can't remember if I've met Sarah.
Yeah, she's a strange podcaster.
Ah.
Yeah.
Ah. A stranger to podcasting.
Have I met Sarah? You know, the man who grasps her from... All hands blazing and all. You know.
Yes, they're getting a slight tingling feeling. Yeah. Already.
Or should I edit that bit out?
No, that's my hands.
Okay. Oh, she's going to be embarrassed when she hears this. But it's all right. She probably just doesn't
right
listen to the podcast anymore.
If she got IRMY out a bit more frequently, she would
got
her
NY. Got her NYs out.
It's on the radio in New York. If she put a shout out every now and again, I would be less inclined to embarrass her. But I think that merciless embarrassing is actually the only route to get some of that
good
great music out.
Huh?
She is such a talented music journalist, and it's just tragic that she doesn't get more shows out. There we are. Have my say. End of soapbox.
Put your soapbox down. So, you had a nice time at CMJ, I gather.
Ah, it's all right, you know, if you like that sort of thing.
If you like that sort of thing.
I just happen to love that sort
love
of
that
thing.
Sort of thing.
No, it was brilliant. There was some amazing music. So much amazing
museum
music.
Museum Street.
Museum.
Here for British Museums.
What line are you going to get?
It's just great, isn't it?
Yeah, they have one of those ladies on every bus, you know.
Do they really?
Yeah. They tell you where to get on and off.
Well, I'll tell you what you do.
No, they don't tell you where to get on and off. They tell you where to alight.
Oh, right, yes.
Especially for the tourists, they don't have a particularly good grasp of English. Rather than saying, get off here, they say, alight here.
Yes.
Or disembark.
They say that in Germany as well, because you get the on the tube, on the U-Bahn, they say, Aussteig links, or Aussteig rechts, which is, you know, alight left or alight right. So.
Right.
That's good, so.
Is there a colloquial expression like get on or get off?
Probably in German, but I don't know what it is, you know.
So you want to know the bus language?
Well, yeah.
All your German
is
based on the bus talk.
Well, no, my German is based on that and the occasional, but the colloquial sort of tata, which is tschüss, which is see ya.
Right.
Tada, tatty bye. Things like that.
Excellent. Yes. This is the man who learnt all his German during the ash cloud on a reggae bar on a beach.
Yeah.
It's a rough life, isn't it?
I remember you texting me saying, you know, are you all right, Codge? Yeah, I'm in a reggae bar on a beach with a beer and two ladies. And he was like, you bastard.
I was genuinely concerned.
Yeah, don't be.
And it was thrust back in my face.
It wasn't thrust back in your face. It was just, you know, a polite inclination that I was doing rather well.
Oh, dear.
So why are we here? And don't tell me that stuff about, you know, well, my mummy and my daddy met a long time ago. Because that's Grumbler's routine.
Well, we're here because we've been talking about getting together for a bit of a chat and maybe a beer for a while. And it's kind of a mini pod.
And this is the first time since we've been just the two of us since 2006.
Well, apart from the times we've met up when it's just been the two of us. Or us and families.
Well, I think we've had families and stuff. Yeah. But we don't count families. I mean, the girls get in the way. You know.
Put the windshield up.
Yeah, put the windshield up. Yeah. So So just do.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Well, like the first ever pub crawl in Southwold.
But was
not in Southwold.
No, that was remarkable.
London. Yeah.
We're in London.
Coming up for your 300th show now.
Tomorrow.
How does it feel?
Show. Yeah. fine. To be honest, I've been occasionally, like twice over the last month, I've been thinking I should do something special. Just kind of feels counter to the whole purpose of it. It's not about the numbers of the shows or the. It's not about me. It's about the music. So I think just business as usual, really.
So is some special music coming up?
No, just the usual.
Just the usual. There's usual rubbish then.
There's a pub in Framlington that went through a management change a few years ago. This is the station in Fram. And
with you.
Yeah, and it had a big sign outside that says, under new management. Same old beer. And you knew that the beer was actually superb. It was also fantastic beer. And it was indeed the same.
Bow Church.
There we are.
There we go. Eight to Bow Church. Oh, yeah,
absolutely. Are we there yet?
So, are you suggesting that the Suffolk & Cool is under new management, or is it just the same old beer?
No, it's the same old stuff. Same old music. You know, it's just the best stuff around. That's what we do. And I'm very happy with that. I'm very confident with that.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
So I don't really, not doing anything special unless somebody wants to do anything special, but nobody's mentioned it so far. So I don't think there's going to be anything special. You know, the mailbox full of emotional tributes from my podcasting colleagues hasn't quite materialised as I wouldn't expect it to. So, no, it's fine. We'll just have some good music.
Not that you're bitter on me.
No.
Oh well, so this is Clithers and Codger from central London. Bye bye.
Outside the spaghetti house on the bus.
Two excellent tracks there for you. First of which was Alison Weiss. That's A-L-L-I-S-O-N, Weiss, W-E-I-S-S. AlisonWeiss.net is where you'll find her. She's based in Brooklyn. As I said, got that from the Free Music Archive or freemusicarchive.org. And Brightband at brightband.dradio.de, where you'll find that particular thing. I Was Ireland was the title of the track. Excellent stuff. Then we heard me and Mr. Clithers talking a little bollocks as usual. And then we had My Favourite Dinosaur by Swampy Boy. Find Swampy Boy at soundcloud.com/Swampy Boy. From Exeter, England, from the amazing Sociopath Records at sociopath-recordings.com. Great net label for completely off the wall, amazing, nutty stuff. Really, really enjoyed that, so I hope you liked it. And that will be featuring again tomorrow in another podcast, Made in the UK Show 130, hosted by myself, David Caroline Lee, and Graham Holland. And what a blast we had doing that as well. That was another good thing we did this week. Marvellous, marvellous. Now, what did I do the previous week? Well, the previous week, I released an album on Angel Dust. Yes, I did. Angel Dust number 5 by Courty from Rennes in France, a friend of the artist from Angel Dust number 2, Dubology, and his album. And his album is called Courty Meets, because that's exactly what he does. He meets up with lots of different people on 11 different tracks, especially this chap. This is a track, the vocals are by Revolution. This is New World Order, Part 1.
You are the that I'm praying Satan. You are the that I'm killed the nation. You are the that I'm praying Satan. The one seeing eyes are the evil me say. Almighty God, me a follow me say. Policeman and military, me a follow me say. Burn Babylon every time, every day. Cause we are conscious in a the proper way. Jah rule the nation, we are the conscious in a the proper way. Jah rule the nation, we are the conscious. Jah. In a the proper way. Jah rule the nation, we are the conscious. Proper way, Jaja word the nation. New word that them a kill the nation. New word that them a fool the nation. New word that them a praying Satan. New word that them a big liar man. The one seeing eyes are the evil me say. Almighty God me a follow me say. Policeman and military me a follow me say. Burn Babylon every time, every day. Cause we are conscious. Proper way, Jaja rule the nation, and we are conscious. In a the proper way, Jaja rule the nation. Thank you.
marvellous track and very, very danceable too. I think New World Order Part 1 by Corti. You can find it at soundcloud.com/Corti. That track featuring Revolution, not Revolution, also from France. Excellent stuff. Check it out, Angel Dust Records, of course. Angel Dust Records, number 5, our latest release. Damn fine it is too, but then again, so are the other 4. I would say that, wouldn't I? I would say that. But then again, that's what I believe, and that's why I did these things. So, marvellous, marvellous. Really good stuff. And just to show that you can put together a record of absolutely anything these days, of really good stuff. I don't think Corti had got any idea of putting a record together as a full compilation before, but Dubology was kind of interested and said, well, go on, Pete, give him a poke and see if we'll do it. And of course he did, so we got all that organised, and very nice it was too. Speaking of putting together a record of rather interesting stuff, and in the very much of the John Peel frame of mind, more about that in a moment, this is Sons Blanc. I'm not quite sure where they're from. They might be from France, but I'm not absolutely sure. This is the title track of their new album. It's called Mod Love.
That's right, love, mod, love, 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 love.
When I saw you standing by the Eiffel Tower, I knew that it was mod love.
That's right, love, mod, love, 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 love.
When I saw you standing by the Eiffel Tower, I knew that it was mod love. Mod love.
Love, 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 mod
love. When I saw you standing by the Eiffel Tower, I knew that it was mod love. Love.
That's right, love, mod love, 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 mod love.
When I saw you standing by the Eiffel Tower, I knew that it was mod love.
Metro love. That's right, love, mod love, 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 mod love, mod love.
When I saw you standing by the Eiffel Tower, I knew that it was mod love. Mod love. When I saw you standing by the Eiffel Tower, I knew that it was mod love.
Mod love.
But when love, I saw you standing by the Eiffel Tower, I knew that it was
mod love.
Mod love. When I saw you standing by the Eiffel Tower, I knew that it was mod love.
Mod love.
It was mod love.
Mod love. Mod
when
love.
I saw you standing by the Eiffel Tower, I knew that it was
mod love, 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 mod love. Mod love.
I saw you standing by.
Mod love, cultured love, that's right, love, mod love, 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 mod love.
Totally bonkers, I thought, that record, but that's one of the reasons why I enjoyed it and wanted to play it. I always have a mantra, I sort of say to myself when I hear a record and I'm sort of on the edge and thinking, is this something I want to play or is it not? I mean, normally it's quite simple. It's a case of if it's a lot of crap, I won't play it at all. But if it's something like that, which is jolly interesting, and I'm not quite sure whether or not you listeners would like it, I always ask myself the same question, what would John Peel do? And invariably, I find myself playing that particular track, and invariably I end up liking it more and more, which is what I hope you will do too, as time goes on. Mod Love by Sans Blanc. Find them at freemusicarchive.org. /music/sans_blanc. Yeah, very, very good. Check it out. If you want to find out more, of course, with everything, then go to PCP website, which is pcoglu.com. Look up PCP 377. Now, I mentioned John Peel, and this is a bit of a sort of a, an appeal, really. The John Peel, this is something the Clithers was telling me more about, and he's got really into it, and I've just picked up on the entire passion that he had for it, and the entire passion that everybody else has got for it. John Peel, of course, died 7 years ago, as we well know, and still mourned and as a great loss by many of us. Now, his lovely widow, Sheila, has decided to become the patron for a new venture, and that new venture is the John Peel Centre for Creative Arts, which is the old Corn Exchange in Stonemarket. Now, at a Corn Exchange, there's one in Brighton, and I think there's one in various different places. They're very big, very ornate, wonderful Victorian buildings put together, you know, for a surprise, exchanging corn. And they're marvellous, and a lot of them fell into disrepair, but they're great places for other venues. And the one Corn Exchange I go to in Brighton is a fantastic gig. It's very, very big. The one in Stonemarket, I suspect, is a bit smaller, but it's going to be a great place. And what they decided to do is convert it from the derelict state it was in into a new centre for the arts, where there'll be art exhibitions, there'll be conferences, there'll be obviously gigs, there'll be recording studios, and then amazingly and hopefully eventually at the end there'll be a place to house John's record collection, which is over 100,000 records. And the idea, of course, is to make that open to the public, so you can, you know, like going to the library, you pop in and you check out a record and you play it. Going to an old-fashioned record booth and playing an old-fashioned record, but something that was actually handled by the great prophet himself, peace be upon him. Love to do that. Love to do that. So, how do you do that? Well, first of all, they've secured a £500,000. Lottery grant from the Lottery Fund in Britain, but to prove that they're worthy, as it were, I think it's often the case with some of these things, they prove they're worthy, they've got to get some money together. They've got to get together £25,000 by Christmas. That's a pretty tall order, and I think they've got together a very, very small amount of money so far, and I've squeezed in a bit of extra from my Christmas box, because, let's face it, I don't need any more socks. So that's what I've done, and I think if you have some money, even if it's only a quid, why not consider putting it forward? Why not sort of give up your sandwich for today, or more importantly, give up your packet of fags, your packet of tabs, your packet of cigarettes that you go outside and smoke that filthy habit. No, don't do that today. Just put some money in the direction of the John Peel Centre for Creative Arts .co.uk. Yes, I am very passionate about this, and I want you to be very passionate about it too, because at some point in the future, this could be a great project that has a great pedigree for a great man, and carrying on the great ideals. And of course, this podcast is just one of those great ideals, I think. Well, it must be, because some people like it and some people download it, and for God's sake, they gave me an award. So I think it's an amazing thing that I'm still here doing this, and it's all down to John. And we should say thank you, and that's what you do. You go over to John Peel Centre for Creative Arts .co.uk and go and say thank you. I've ended the rant. Let's have something else. This is Taib by DJ Kiva. You can find him at soundcloud.com/DJ-Kiva from New York in the US. And, well, let's just have a listen, shall we? Taib by DJ Kiva. Soundcloud.com/DJ.Kiva is where you find him, as I say, based in New York. Got that from the excellent Destroy All Concepts, which I'm not sure if it's a label or just a website or whatever, but if you can find them at soundcloud.com/destroy-all-concepts. Excellent stuff, great music, go check it out. Really, really different style, and I hope you enjoyed that. Now, I did mention, of course, that I got to see Zappa, or Dweezil Zappa, play Zappa's music. It was kind of funny. There was a couple of very, very amusing incidents, the most important of which was at the end of it. Have you ever been to a concert or a gig or an event where there has been a queue for the ladies' toilets and the gents' toilets, there's never been a queue? Because the gents just pop in, you know, a quick... well, you know what gents do. A quick one against the wall, and they're out. And of course, the girls take a bit longer. This Zappa concert, the girls were in and out, no problem at all, and the men were queuing. Got any idea what the demographic of the audience was like? Yeah, it probably was men like myself. It was a variety of different people, I must admit, but maybe all the girls weren't going to the toilet. I don't know. Maybe that's a sign of it. Maybe it's just the old men that got to the toilet. What am I talking about? I don't know, but it was an interesting thing, an interesting sort of observation in social anthropology, so I thought I'd share it with you. The other thing was it was a fantastic gig, of course, great music, very, very nice to see some of the stuff reinvented, and cleverly done, because what they did is that, as Frank used to do, he used to cut and paste a lot of the music he put together into from live performances into an album, so Dweezil did the same, and actually Frank appeared a couple of times playing on screen, even though he's been dead 18 years. Marvellous stuff, very clever indeed. Of course, John Peel was related to all this as well, because he played Zappa and definitely encouraged Zappa, and also encouraged Beefheart, as did Zappa himself. And now, Crafton Beefheart, this is something interesting. This is Lord Cry Cry, this next track. Now, Lord Cry Cry is described, at least in one blog, as what it would sound like if Captain Beefheart made dubstep. Interested? Step Nothing by Lord Cry Cry. By Lord Cry Cry. Find him at lordcrycry.wordpress.com, based in Berlin. Another one from Generation Bass. I find that Generation Bass, a lot of people are talking about it, including the Secret Archives guys and some of their extra posse as well. Really, really good stuff. Very, very eclectic album of different styles and different sounds from all over the place. So don't just think that is the style of the album. It is all like that. Oh, no, it's not. It's very, very varied indeed. So do check it out. And it was was an interesting style, wasn't it? It was a real interesting mix. You could hear the B-file influences, you could hear the dubstep influences, completely mashed up across the decades. Love it, absolutely love it. More to come from him as time goes on. The album is called Live at the CPU, which is, I don't know what that means, but it doesn't really matter. So definitely go check it out. It's worth buying. I did, and I think it's a good thing. Go and do that. Now, the next track is track number 9 of our 10 little track mix. This is Computer by State Shirt. I can't remember if I've played this guy's before, but I found him again at Free Music Archive and stateshirt.com. This is a great track. Just check it out. We'll be right back. Computer by State Shirt. He's based in Los Angeles in California. I'm sure I've played some of his tracks before, but I'm not quite sure whether that one, and I did rediscovered it and thought, yes, it's going to go in today's show. So I hope you enjoyed that particular one. Go check it out in Free Music Archive. Four tracks from Free Music Archive this week. That was the third one, and the final track is the last one. Another track also featured on Bright Band, so once again I mentioned it's freemusicarchive.org and brightbandbrand.deradio.de, which of course is a radio station in Germany, so if you happen to be German, living in Germany, and you can pick that up anyway. I suspect there was a broadcast on Tinterweb as time goes on. This is fantastic. This is by X Darrowish. You can find X Darrowish at the boskalabel.com. So the album is actually called Domino, so you could check it out by going to buskalabel.com and checking out Domino, or as I said before, go to peacoogle.com and check out the show. The track is called Bomba Nucleare. They come from they come from Bari in Italy, and I just absolutely love this track, so I want to play it for you. It's the last track on today's show. I hope you have enjoyed yourself. I am now going to sign off from a beautiful but freezing cold day here in Linfield in Sussex in the UK, wishing you, wherever you happen to be, a wonderful day. Hope your ears have enjoyed what you've heard. If they have, come back next week. If they haven't, well, maybe one of your friends could have a listen, hey? Maybe one of your friends. And don't forget about John Peel, John Peel Centre for creativearts.co.uk. It's really passionate, and they've got a very short space of time to raise a very large amount of money. But if they do, things will be just fantastic. Until then, see you soon, folks.
More of the same unpleasant and disorientating racket on tomorrow night's programme. Until then, from me, John Peel, good night and good riddance.